and loose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data. Shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes
the money. You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. It is so good to have football back in our NFL Week 1 and college football. We're really, really successful. We cashed a lot of tickets, and the contest, the guys did incredibly, incredibly well. We did have a situation Saturday night when we were talking with Chris and Dan on the Belly Up Show because we had a live first half three-teamer with 60 points. The three teams were given over 60 points. And if you know anything, Mo, from the Mo Radio Show, you know that means college football.
Yeah, it felt good to see it back last week, and it's only going to get better as we see the SEC, and then over a month from now, the Big Ten start playing.
It'll be weird, but it'll be fun, and of course, those games when they're in conference are always the most important games. You know, we have our EasySportsData.com that we use to go 6-0, but you don't just go 6-0 because you don't know what you're doing. You go 6-0 because you have a little bit of an advantage, and they give us an advantage. But when you look back at last year, at the end of the year, I'm looking at the last few weeks, and I'm seeing the top three teams in the country playing Mercer and Furman and schools like that. So having it only in conference eliminates those crazy, no reason you should be playing that game that late in the year games.
No, you know, it's fun to see that every game should be somewhat of a test this year for these college teams to try to schedule the cupcakes to round out the schedule. So, where most people are, don't know if they like football this way, I'm kind of all about college football being all important games.
I agree. Now, listen, we have a prop meet contest, and last week you were kind enough to come on and give us your picks, and then you ended up winning first place. Now, you're in a tie for first place, but you all get first place points towards the prize that we're doing for this week, which actually we'll be announcing tomorrow with the show, and then also the season. So congratulations on that.
It was a lot of guessing and not hard work.
Well, guess what? We talked about that on one of the shows. Better lucky than good every time, Mo.
Yeah, I'm hoping this weeks are a little harder, so I'm hoping that it'll be okay. But I definitely had to put a lot more thought into this week's.
Well, let's start with the top. Will the Buffalo-Miami game go over the number? It's 41.5.
This was probably the one I looked at the longest and the most and then came back to at the very end. I'm going to say yes only because it's in Miami. You know, Buffalo's got a good defense. They can score some points. I assume that Miami's going to put out more than the 11 measly points they put up last week in New England. So I'm going to say yes, it's going to go over.
Do the Titans beat the Jaguars? But, boy, I'm laughing because I keep seeing those 10 points that he gave up on kicks, and now the line is 9.5.
Yeah, you know, the Jaguars are a gritty team, man. If they're trying to tank, boy, they suck at that too. So I'm going to say no on that one, which was shocking that that's the answer I came to. But I'm going to say no, they're not going to beat it by more than 9.5.
Will either the Rams or the Falcons score over 27.5 points?
Both are playing what should be good defenses. The Eagles have been touted as one of the better defenses we thought this year, but Washington hung that many points on them last week. So I'm going to say yes that one of those two teams will score over 27.5 points.
Now, that game was a pick'em game, I'm pretty sure. And the reason we did the over 27.5 points, because it gives you two chances to win.
Yeah, you know, I'm down with it. I think one of the two will get it done, if not both.
Do Tom Brady's Bucks cover the 9.5 against Carolina?
You know, Carolina had played a close game last week, but let's be honest, they weren't playing Tom Brady. Brady didn't look good last week, but I've got to believe that they're going to correct some things this week and that they should be able to take down Carolina, who is in a rebuilding phase, by more than cover the 9.5. So I'm going to say yes.
Will the Cowboys beat Atlanta by more than 4.5 points?
No. I the Cowboys didn't impress me much last week. Atlanta proved they can score some points. So I'm going to say no, that this isn't going to happen. I think Dallas is going to be lucky to win this game. So I'm going to say no.
All right. Does the 49er-Jet game go over 42.5 points?
This one's probably the easiest of the week. I'm saying no. Both offenses, neither one looked good last week. I'm going to say no way that this one goes over 42.5.
Well, the 49ers have a good defense, and the Jets don't have a good offense. So that one, I think I'm leaning your way, too. Do the Chiefs beat the Chargers by more than 8.5 points?
Yeah, the Chargers, people liked them last week, but they were playing, nobody in Carolina. So, the Chiefs had a week to kind of get things on track. I'm saying that this one is definitely more than 8.5 points.
Another big spread is the Baltimore-Houston game. Does Baltimore beat Houston by more than 7.5 points?
Yeah, I think so. Lamar Jackson picked up right where he left off last year. They blew Cleveland out, and Cleveland theoretically has more weapons on offense than Houston does. I don't think they let David Johnson run as much as the Chiefs let him run last week. So I'm going to say that, yes, Baltimore can beat Houston by more than 7.5.
Sunday Night Football, will the Patriots-Seattle game go over 45.5 points?
Russell Wilson was phenomenal last week. I think they can still score a good number of points on this defense. And, Cam was surprising last week, and it's still early in the season. So I'm going to say he can still run the ball. I'm going to say yes, it goes over 45.5.
Yeah, Seattle put up they played Atlanta, right? They put up a ton of points, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
All right, Monday Night Football. Will the Saints beat the Raiders by more than 5.5 points? This is the first game in Vegas, isn't it?
It is, and I'm going to say that this is going to be a no, just because Michael Thomas is not playing for the Saints, and that changes what they do on offense somewhat. I think the Raiders can score points as well. They can also control the time of possession with Josh Jacobs, just like the Saints can with Alvin Kamara. I'm going to say no, this doesn't happen, just because Michael Thomas is such a big factor for the Saints' offense. That's the only reason I'm saying no. If Thomas was playing, this would be a definite yes, but I'm saying no.
Yeah, he had like 450 catches last year, didn't he?
Yeah, it seemed like 1,000.
Amazing. All right, so you're in first place after week one. Good luck. And, the best part about it, Mo, is when we hear stuff from you, we can go back, listen to this call Sunday morning, and I guarantee you there's some winning sports bets in the 10 comments you made. So for that, we appreciate it.
Well, it's either that or you'll see how I went from first to worst in 1 week.
Yeah, you know what? Been there, done that, man. We'll talk.
Hi, everybody. See you.
And I mean that. This guy knows his stuff. Understand, he's been on the radio in sports for a long, long time. He started when he was like 11, really. He was very young. So he knows his stuff. You just listen to what he says and then bet it. It's not that hard, and you would have been 9-1. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to somebody else who's 9-1. This is Sports Betting Weekly. We have winners.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Ooh.
welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. Now, if you hadn't listened to the first part of the show, you really should go back and listen to Mo's picks because he was in first place. Now, the guy we've got on the phone, Mike from Belly Up Sports. Mike, you did the same exact thing. You were 9-1. That's pretty amazing, you know.
Yeah, it felt pretty good, especially going in, you know, week one. You never know who's going to show up.
Now, we had Dave from Prop Me On, and he went through his picks, and he literally opened this app, did it, and went through it in about a minute and a half. Honestly, you were 9-1. How much time did you put in?
I would probably say maybe 2.5 minutes. No, I mean, really, just kind of open it up, the convenience of the app, you know, get it on there and go through. I didn't spend a lot of time looking at a whole lot and just kind of picked it.
Now, I will say, in your guys' defense, that 9-1 is 9-1, but it really is that week one, you got to think, maybe what I saw in the past, I don't know with these new guys, there's so many questions, but now we're going into week two, and with week two, we've seen everybody. Every team that I talk about on this next 10 questions I'm going to ask you, you've seen both of those teams. So now you have to say, okay, was last week a fluke or was last week the real deal?
Absolutely.
All right, so this is NFL Week 2. This is the Prop Me Contest. We're talking to the co-champion. Will the Buffalo-Miami game go over 41.5?
Over 41.5. I'm going to have to say we're going to sit underneath. We're going to be the under.
Okay. Do the Titans beat the Jaguars by more than 9.5 points?
Titans beat the Jaguars, yes. I'll take that. They'll be over 9.5.
Well, it's funny because that 9.5 is exactly the amount of points that kicker gave away, right?
Yeah.
3 field goals and an extra point. It was like Saturday morning. Watching that game was like watching a college game. It was crazy.
Oh, yes.
Will either the Rams or Falcons score over 27.5 points?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Falcons, yeah.
Well, now, that's a team total, and that when we work with Dave and Chris on their show, that's when we focus on team totals. And, of course, 6-0 is 6-0. We're very happy to have it. But this is the first prop where if either team does something, you win. So, yes, makes sense just from a probability standpoint, you know?
Absolutely.
Do Tom Brady's Bucks cover 9.5 against Carolina?
I was looking at that one earlier. When Brady's mad, there's something to be said, so I do have to take that there, yes.
Will the Cowboys beat Atlanta by more than 4.5 points?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with yes.
Does the 49er-Jets game go over 42.5 points?
That's a tough sell with the Jets being banged up, but I'm going to take the over, yeah.
Yeah, and the Jets really, they just keep disappointing, and at some point in time, you get to be a second or a third or a fourth-year quarterback, and then you're traded to somebody for holding a clipboard, you know?
Absolutely.
Do the Chiefs beat the Chargers by more than 8.5 points?
Yeah, I do. I do see the Chiefs unloading here.
Yeah, I think it's their trophy to take home again, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, we never, you know, with championshipfootballs.com, Mike, and we're talking to Mike Brown from Belly Up Sports, you never want a repeat. Repeat's a bad word in the collectible industry, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. For you guys, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Does Baltimore beat Houston by more than 7.5 points?
I'm pretty high on Baltimore this year, so I do have that.
Will the Patriots saddle game go over 45.5 points?
Yeah, and that too. I mean, Seattle's not quite the defense they used to be. Obviously, the Patriots not quite the offense, but Cam impressed a little bit, so I am saying yes, over.
And Monday Night Football, will the Saints beat the Raiders by more than 5.5 points?
Yes, I got that. Saints could bounce back in a big way, even though they did, you know, did all right. But, yes, they'll bounce back with some points here.
There you go. All right, so, Mike, as always, we'll be following the Belly Up content over the weekend and doing our sharing, and we're working with a couple of your guys' podcasts. And really, if you could give anybody a quick elevator pitch, a 30-second pitch, why should they follow Belly Up Sports?
It's unique. That's how I'll put it. We're not going to be your ESPN that give you kind of your basic boring recaps. We want to give you a little something different. We work with a lot of creative people, and just in general, it's just kind of a breath of fresh air. You're going to get your sports takes, but they're not going to be stagnant like the everyday mainstream.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and only because I'm talking to 4 or 5 different guys. They really do. They give a lot of a. You can hear the passion.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you again next time. Great week, first week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks again, Mike Brown from Bell Labs Sports. He's one of the co-founders. It was a really good description, unique. They do come with different takes, different angles, but without a doubt, a lot of passion. So we're headed into week two of the NFL. Remember to go to sportsbettinglessons.com and sign up. You'll get some information on our Easy Sports Data. And it's one of the reasons we went 6-0 is that Easy Sports Data. Don't forget, Saturday night, we'll be letting our picks out there live on the CB's show with Chris and Dan. And then, of course, join our Prop Me contest for week two. Hey, maybe you won't need to go 9-1 to win this week, but you had to go 9-1 last week. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. Always be cashing.